dear brothers and sisters in Christ, any of you who are regulars here at the chapel or who possibly follow our homilies on Air Maria will surely have heard at some point one of us preaching about the four last things, which we often do, because the four last things are always relevant to everyone. They're the fundamental truths that we must keep in mind always if we wish to live in the awareness of God, in the awareness of our own mortality, and the fact that all of us must someday face a judgment for how we have lived our lives. And based on that judgment, then our final destiny will be determined by the just and merciful judge, but also as a consequence of our own decisions and actions. So it's good to keep in mind these four last things, which are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. In the end, we will be with God forever, or we will be forever excluded from the kingdom. And so that should be the criteria by which we make each and every moral decision. At this moment in time, we are in a state of crisis, and that's something you probably have also heard at least me say on various other occasions. And I often talk about the general crisis of a world that has turned away from God. But this morning I'm going to make reference to a specific crisis which has been going on for several months and is growing, and that's this coronavirus epidemic / pandemic, which has reached our shores 2 days ago, 3 days ago, on the 21st. The CDC acknowledged that there are 35 confirmed cases of persons infected with coronavirus here in the United States. It seems that this epidemic began in China in early December and has grown, and the information coming from China has been obscure, and experts believe that the numbers are much higher than what have been reported, and the fatality much higher than what's been reported. In much of China, the quarantines have been put into place, which have hundreds of millions of people confined to their homes in hope of stopping the spread of this. And in Italy, last week, several people were found to have coronavirus in northern Italy. I understand that two have died so far, and so there are a number of towns in northern Italy also now under quarantine. So I mention this because a crisis, the general crisis that we live under, sometimes even that's not enough to bring the four last things into sharp focus for us. But now, as this plague seems to be circling the globe, the possibility of death looms on the horizon. And that's nothing that we should be afraid of, because it's always on the horizon, whether we know it or not. We don't know how far away it is, but it's on the horizon for each one of us at all times. It's either closer or farther than we know, but in any case, we should always be focused on the four last things so as to be prepared at all times for that hour which we know not, which our Lord has advised us to always be vigilant and prepared for. So the preparation that I'm referring to is primarily spiritual. We have to be ready to face our Maker and answer for our actions. And so if this epidemic of coronavirus should grow and spread and reach our area, we may be put to a test of endurance, a test of charity, a test of prudence, and above all, a test of faith to remain close to the Lord in a time of crisis and to act as He would have us act. So in a certain sense, we can be grateful for this trial that's going to help us focus. We also happen to be just 2 days away from Lent, which is a time that's foreseen every year and the church has instituted for us as a time to focus on our state of grace, the state of our soul, and to seek to become purified with our Lord through the sacraments and through, above all, prayer. Our Lord today in the Gospel addressed the problem of the disciples' inability to cast out an evil spirit. And when they asked him, why couldn't we do this? He said, this kind can only come out through prayer. So whether it's the immediate looming potential of a crisis and a quarantine and all of the difficulties and challenges that will pose to us, whether on the practical level or on the spiritual level, or whether it's the general crisis of, again, this world and culture of man turned away from God and trying to be self-reliant, we must always remember what our Lord has directed us to in today's gospel, that certain evils can only be driven away through prayer. And so it's a good reminder then at this time to keep our focus on prayer, come what may. And whatever the challenge is, specifically, if we are united with our Lord Jesus Christ, if we go to him through Our Lady, then we can hope, as we prayed at the beginning of this Mass, that our hearts will also be a fit dwelling place where the Holy Spirit will dwell and be welcome and want to be. And with the Holy Spirit in our hearts, then we can rise to the challenge. We can, instead of being in the liability column, we can be an asset to our brothers and sisters and do whatever good the Lord will inspire us to do and enable us to do. So let's pray then that whatever the case will be, whatever the challenges we're going to be called on to face and to rise up to, that in this time, especially also even just because it's Lent, let us increase our prayer and trust in the Lord that he is in control of all things and will enable us to do his will. May the Blessed Virgin Mary help us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.